Walk along Via Nazario Sauro and take the first street on your right, Via Parigi. Walk all the way along it. It is full of striking panoramic views. Cross the junction with Via Galliera too. You now have Via Manzoni in front of you with its raised portico. Go up the stairs or use the ramp just ahead of you. You have just entered the Ghisilardi Fava Palace. As is made clear by its name, it was first owned by a family we have already met and then bought by the Fava in the 19th century. The second big vault on your right leads to the medieval civic museum. Well, if you have an hour or so extra time, I heartily recommend you visit the museum, also because the entrance is free. Instead, if you'd rather go on with the tour, go to the courtyard anyway, trust me, and you'll find out why. Here you are. On your right, there's the Conoscenti, a tower lost and found again. For centuries, this tower had been mysteriously lost. It had vanished, or rather, nobody was able to find it. We need to talk again about the Ghisilieri family to solve out this mystery. This large palace you are in stands in an area which in the 15th century was already occupied by the Conoscenti family's residences. However, the municipality granted the area to the Ghisilardi family on perpetual lease. The tower, that was still a property of the Conoscenti family, happened to be right on the border with the Ghisilardi's property, who included it in a new building, even if it was standing out of the roofs for a good 10 meters. Naturally, the tower was immediately turned into a house. We are in the 16th century and the towers no longer had their previous war and defence function. But this was not a lucky choice for Bartolomeo Ghisilardi, who died from shock caused by an earthquake while he was sleeping in the very room he had set up in the tower. I still haven't explained how the tower happened to disappear. The point is that a long time after its construction, we're now in the 19th century, the inhabitants of the Ghisilardi Palace raised it by 2 more floors, thus completely hiding the tower portion that still emerged from the roof of the building. Plastered and painted, perfectly merged with the new building, our tower was left there, trapped and forgotten. Neither an edge still visible on the western wall, nor the intensive works that were undertaken between 1923 and 1925 to use the palace as a Casa del Fascio, a fascist house, made experts realise its existence. Neither the works on the basement nor the finding of 2 arched halls, whose shape and location should have made scholars reflect, nothing really, made them wonder whether they may be in the presence of a medieval tower. Incredible, isn't it? Only in 1975, during restoration work aimed at moving the Civic Museum to its new seat, were the 2 additional floors of the west wing pulled down, revealing the tower again. Apart from this story of confinement, the Conoscenti Tower has much more to recount, because it was discovered to have been constructed on a pre-existing building, probably part of that selenite wall we have already mentioned regarding the Lapi Tower. This may suggest a much older origin of the tower, or at least of the basement from which it rose up a further 15 metres. But there's more. The style and the location of the 2 arched doors I mentioned earlier seem to confirm the story. In fact, the Conoscenti Tower may have originally been a secondary gate of the more than 1,000-year-old medieval city walls. The bricks used also seem to prove this. They are reclaimed, manufactured Roman bricks, bonded with lime mortar, mixed with coarse-grained inerts. Or so say the experts, who bluntly refuse to assimilate those bricks to the ones used from the 12th century on. Today, we only have 2 pictures showing the old walls before the, let's say, destructive restoration. Once the subsequent city walls were built, there was no further need for the old gate, but instead of destroying it, it was used as a basement for a new tower, thus beginning its new life. The life I've just told you about. Before we go out of the courtyard, take a look at the 4 big sandstone shelves supporting the open corridor that links the loggia to the stateroom. Can you see them? They are a remarkable example of 15th century decoration showing the family's coat of arms and Bartolomeo Ghisilardi's initials among original naturalistic patterns and zoomorphic figures.